There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This first hour brought to you by Keeper's Heart, new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. And of course, please drink responsibly. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that coming up. We'll talk some soccer a little bit later on. We'll talk some realignment in college football a little bit later on. I'm not a sky is falling guy, but I was a sky is falling guy last week. The last couple of days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there was an impending doom, and had some really good sources on this, that the Pac-12 was dying right in front of us. And essentially, when USC and UCLA left, the Pac-12 was on life support. We just didn't know it. Then all of a sudden we're watching going Washington, Oregon, anybody else? And then a couple of schools going to the Big 12, a couple going to the Big 10. And then all of a sudden, because I said it went from Pac-12, Pac-10, Pac-8, pack it in. And that's what we have in college football. All right, what's the poll question we have, Seton, before we dive into the other topics today?
I'm going to go with one that hits a bunch of topics, Dan. Right. Biggest win this weekend.
Ooh.
Sweden over our girls.
Okay.
Bryson DeChambeau shooting a 58. Cubs, massive statement this weekend. Or Todd Fritz conquering Bridgeport.
Oh, I think it's obvious.
Sweden.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Cubs.
Yes, Paul.
I'd like to throw in the Big 12 as a winner. I know that was Friday, but if we could shoehorn into the weekend. The Big 12, remember a couple years ago when they lost Oklahoma and Texas? It felt like they were going the wrong direction. They've righted the ship.
Yeah, their previous commissioner, Bob Bowlesby, did a wonderful job. He's not going to get a lot of credit here, but he kept the Big 12 alive, bringing in some schools that people go, what are you bringing them in for? You at least had inventory. And the Pac-12 doesn't have any inventory. Colorado goes, and everybody goes, who cares, Colorado? Well, Dion's at Colorado. It's a big deal. And Arizona going. Now, all of a sudden, the Big 12, you got some basketball there. You know, years ago, we thought that maybe Texas was going to join the Pac-12. There's so many things that if you look back on the Pac-12 where you go, what were you thinking or not thinking? But when the previous commissioner makes more money, $50 million, than the schools would make each year, there's a problem with that. I mean, Larry Scott, he dismantled the Pac-12. And I don't know what they add, who they add, if they have any. I don't think they have any idea. That's part of the problem here. Everybody else seems to have a game plan. And it's all about a footprint. If you can get into, you know, we talked about this with the SEC. Would the SEC go, do we want Clemson and or Florida State to go to the Big Ten? Let's block that, and then maybe we invite them to the SEC. That's the only other major move that can happen, I think. Notre Dame, that'll eventually sort it out over the next 5 years, probably. But if you're the Big Ten, now all of a sudden I can get a footprint into SEC territory, grabbing these two ACC schools, that's the big one for me. If you get Florida State and you get Clemson, maybe you only get one. Maybe the SEC said, you know what, let's take, you know, Clemson. And make no mistake about it, Florida State is leaving the ACC. Question is when, not if, but when. And then what's Clemson do? What's the ACC do? It's just a mess. And really, it comes down to we as college football fans, what's it mean for us? Do we get better games? Can we find these games, everything on linear TV? That was the problem with the Pac-12. You know, these schools like Oregon, Oregon's going, wait, we're not on regular TV. We're streaming. We're trying to do the same model that Messi's doing with Inter Miami. Like, we're the Pac-12. What are we doing? And the answer is nothing. And it was pretty much dead from what I'm told Thursday night to Friday morning. It was over with the Pac-12. They were trying to show some solidarity, and it wasn't there because Oregon and Washington had already checked out. And then you had Arizona. I don't know what Arizona State does. I don't know if any of these schools are like, hey, do we bond together or every man for himself? Because that's what it feels like with college football. There's no loyalty whatsoever. Please do not use the expression student athlete one more anytime. Don't do it because they're not student athletes. They are athletes. And this was all about a cash grab. All of these commissioners, all of these athletic directors, please do not bring up, well, they get a scholarship. They make millions for your schools. That's why you have realignment. Everybody wants their money. They want the bag, as Dion likes to say. It's hypocritical. But you saw grown men act like kids. Hey, let's do it. Now I can't even put that on the kids. They were supposed to be grown-ups in the building. And it's embarrassing. Really was. The way this all unfolded. Here's Deion Sanders.
I don't care what conference, who we're playing against, we're trying to win. All this is about money. You know that. It's about a bag. Everybody's chasing a bag. Then you get mad at the players when they chase it. How's that? How do the grown-ups get mad at the players when they chasing it when the colleges are chasing it?
He's right. Yeah. And then you have Florida State. The North Carolina athletic director, his name is Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director at North Carolina on Florida State possibly leaving.
If they want to leave, then you know that's going to be their choice. But there are certain obligations that they do have. We have an exit fee and we have a grant of rights. Mm-hmm. I believe that the ACC is a great league. It's been a great league for a long time. And quite frankly, I don't think it's good for our league for them to be out there barking like that. And I'd rather see them, you know, be a good member of the league and support the league. And if they have to make a decision, then so be it. Pay for the exit fee. Wait for your grant of rights that you've given. And then when in 2036, when those rights return to you, do whatever you want.
Well, it's going to happen sooner than that, Bubba. Yeah, it's going to. Sounds nice. Everybody talks tough. And then all of a sudden, people go, wait, they left? Yeah, they left. Oklahoma, Texas. Oh, they're not. They left? Well, they're still there, but then they officially get to leave. UCLA, USC. Well, they're not going to be in the Big Ten. Yeah, they are. You know, when we look at this geographically, please understand this. This is about the Big Ten getting its footprint into all the time zones. You could have programming from 9 or 10 in the morning till midnight. That's what you want. You want quality programming, and you got the Big Ten Network, and it's about getting all over the country. That's why if you could get into the South, if the Big Ten could get into Clemson and Florida State, it just expands the brand. It's all going to lead to probably two major conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC. But the SEC, you don't ask for an invite. They invite you. You don't show up at the party. They give you an invite to show up. And I think they're so powerful that what's going to happen is you're going to see if they take Florida State and or Clemson just to keep them out of the Big Ten, because that's what the game is now. ACC, just be careful that you don't do what the Pac-12 did. Ensure that you can keep it together, because everybody else, it's just It's all up for grabs. Yes, Eaton.
You lose a couple of those ACC schools and...
You lose the ACC.
It's ugly.
The artist formerly known as.
That is ugly.
What other poll questions? So the big winners this weekend, Fritzy did a wonderful job. I'm going to spend a little bit more time on this coming up in a little bit. And a lot of backstage drama, I would say.
Drama?
Well... Yes, there was some concern.
Was there fighting?
No.
Infighting?
No.
Was Todd a diva? Did he have demands?
No.
Of his rider?
No. But I'll talk about it. There were some wonderful moments. Great people there. My thanks again to Darius Rucker and his entire band for rolling out the red carpet for Todd, and a great reaction from the audience as well. The United States lost the World Cup to Sweden on penalty kicks. The goaltender is Alyssa Nayer, who did not deserve to lose. She was wonderful, had this to say after the loss.
We just lost the World Cup by a millimeter. that's tough. You know, I think we knew that we hadn't given our best in the group stage, and we wanted a complete team performance, and the team came out. I thought we played great tonight. A number of great chances. Hats off to the Swedish.
Yeah, I mean, the Swedish just hung in there. The United States was so aggressive. You know, twice as many shots on goal. They just looked like they were the better team, the more talented team. And they hung in there, and then you got to penalty kicks, and they end up losing, bowing out. And the reaction is interesting. The reaction is interesting when it comes to usually we're rooting for our team, our country, our men, our women. And even if you don't like the sport, it felt like there were people who were openly rooting against the United States women's team. And I know there's politics involved in this, but I don't know the last time I felt like there were people rooting against a team. And a team that represented us. And look, Megan Rapinoe can be off-putting. There is no doubt about it. And she probably shouldn't have been on the team, but she was a legend. And you put her out there. Felt like we had people out there who shouldn't have been out there. Or not out there in important situations. But, you know, she's one of the faces of women's sports, and she can be off-putting. But do you guys remember a time when we were like, yeah, take that, rooting against the United States or not rooting for the United States? Yes, Paul.
I would say since we've done this together, there was a time, I don't remember what year it was, when USA men's basketball, there was a report about them messing up a hotel room. And there's a bunch of like blowback. And they were like, some people I saw on social media when we were doing this, rooting for Spain or rooting for Lithuania. But yesterday when I woke up, when USA lost, there was people celebrating, enjoying it. Yeah. And it Rapinoe was the target of people's anger when I saw on social media yesterday. And they enjoyed that she missed the penalty kick in the moment.
Yeah. Well, they missed, what, three penalty kicks? I mean, they didn't deserve to win. And their coach said they'd been practicing penalty kicks for the last 9 months. They had really stressed. And Alyssa Nair is the goaltender. I think she had the sixth penalty kick. She scored. But they just they weren't as good as advertised. And the rest of the world is a whole lot better than it used to be. Yes, Eden.
That is the ironic part, is that was by far the best game they had played in the World Cup.
Yeah.
And probably should have won 2-0 in regular time. I mean, I don't know how. Lindsey Horan had some amazing shots, but the Swedish goalkeeper was just playing out of her mind. She was just making insane saves. But nobody ever wants to go to penalty kicks because these kinds of things happen. It just completely levels the playing field.
All right, we'll settle on a poll question, and we'll bring back some of Todd's performance with Darius Rucker. And it was quite an experience there. From start to finish, that was an experience. Proud of you.
I appreciate it. I really enjoyed it.
No, I was saying proud of you. Oh. No, Seton. I was proud of him.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. No, I'm proud of you, Todd.
It was a wild experience.
Yes, it was.
To say the least.
And the fact that you were looking for groupies, I thought was a little weird.
Yeah, especially with my wife there.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
like chatting it up with the ladies in the after party.
Yeah, they were like, where are the shorties? I go, there's no shorties for you. There's no shorties.
Is that your wife? No, that's just a friend. Everything's cool. What? You're wearing a ring. I know. It's just a ring.
How about we take a break? We'll get the phone call. We got a lot to talk about today, including Todd's performance, your phone calls, and we'll come back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Traeger, this is how much I love Traeger. I wanted to see if Chad and Traeger would come to Dublin, and maybe we would be able to cook over there. Well, it was a little bit tough to get all those moving parts headed in that direction. So we're not able to do that, but I wanted to try some of the Irish delicacies, some of their staples, and then put that on the Traeger grill. You're going to want to do it. If you're going fishing or camping, going to a football game, tailgating, Traeger grill, they got portable grills there. You know, we have the best grills that they make, but they have smaller ones as well that are they're everything that you want. Simple, convenient, and you can impress your guests the next time you fire up something big. You can join the Traeger hood and you can learn all the different things that they have. The Flat Rock Flat Top Grill, make sure you check that out. It's my favorite. They have the new Ironwood as well. But check out the full lineup there and visit Traeger.com. You get recipe inspiration there and you get to see the full lineup in the Traeger hood. And don't forget, use DP Show at checkout for free shipping. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We'll settle on our poll question, and then we'll recount the night. The magical Friday night concert with Todd Fritz featuring Darius Rucker. That's what it did look odd, though. You were singing, then Darius was behind you, so he was your backup singer.
Extremely odd, and wearing the bar mitzvah shirt.
Yes, he did. And he did say when you were done, he walked over to me off stage, and he goes, I pay up my effing bets.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Because I kept saying, I said, look, you got to wear that T-shirt. He goes, all right, I'm going to wear it when he sings. And then, so when you got done, he walked over and he told me. And he's right.
It's one thing to have a bet like I'll take you out to dinner or I'll pick up a round of golf or whatever. But something like this is insane that he allowed that to happen.
It'll never happen again.
I don't foresee that.
Yeah, it won't happen again. All right, let's settle on the poll question, Seton.
Yeah, I just put up their biggest win this weekend, the Big 12, Sweden over the U.S. WNT.
Mm-hmm.
Bryson DeChambeau making LIV Golf history, or Fritzy conquering Bridgeport. Right now, it is a tie between Sweden and Todd. Todd barely...
I'll take that. I'm in the mix.
You know what? Big 12 is up there, too, actually. And now it's looking more like a three-way tie between those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about Bryson DeChambeau with a 58.
No.
I mean, it's still a 58, but... It would have been nice if we saw it. You know, I was watching golf this weekend. Bryson DeChambeau playing on the LIV Tour. You know, tree falls in the woods.
Right.
No one cares.
Right.
One cares. All right. Let's see. Fritzy goes to soundcheck Friday afternoon. Mario takes him, and then he drops him off venue in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And Todd, Mario takes some video, so I get a little inkling on how soundcheck is going. And then I reached out to a member of the band, not Darius, and I said, how are we doing? He goes, well, it'll be interesting. And then I said, okay. He goes, he's got confidence, but I don't know about talent. And then I said, okay, but, you know, that's not what he does full time. But he said, hey, he's got confidence in that. That helps. When you get up there, don't be intimidated. And I said, okay. So you did sound check.
It started getting progressively more real to me when I walked through the halls and you're seeing all the Darius Rucker albums and there's different rooms for where the crew is and production offices. And then down at the very end of the hall, there are these two eerie doors that lead to the, I guess, to the set. But the doors look like almost like hospital doors where they wheel you in when you're about to go in for some kind of operation. It just felt like a hospital kind of walkway. And then once you get out there, the microphones are there, the band is set up, and you're looking at thousands of empty seats. And, you know, they're starting to play the music that they've been practicing for Kiss on My List and Private Eyes. And I think it really started to hit me that all those empty seats there are going to have actual people in them in the coming hours.
And then I got to see the set list, and that's when it really hit me. So you had all of Darius's songs and then like seven songs in, and then it had Todd's songs. And I took a picture of this, sent it out to the Danettes, and then I think it sunk in that this is really going to happen. Darius is going to sing seven songs, and then he's going to introduce Todd Fritz.
Yeah. How y'all feeling tonight? Y'all doing all right? Well, you know, I think he's a resident of around here. Dan Patrick from the Dan Patrick Show is a real good friend of mine. And I lost the bet. I lost the bet to Dan. And so I would like to introduce you guys to the star of the show tonight, Fritzy. And this is going to be awesome. Fritz, there you are. Hey, that's not cool. And that's my favorite football shirt ever, ever.
How are we doing, Bridgeport?
Let's go!
Give it up for Darius allowing me to come on stage and sing for you guys for a few minutes. Crazy. Cannot believe this is happening.
Okay. Darius could have framed the bet that he lost a little better. I should have helped him out because the crowd is not sure what's going on. He mentions me and he lost a bet. And then here's Todd, here's Fritzy. And the audience is going, wait, they're treating him like he's Cher or, he's Bono or Sting.
Star Fritzy. Of the show. Should we know who this person is?
And then you did say, hey, Bridgeport.
Well, we were talking about that. I still, up until that moment, I wasn't sure exactly what to do, but I'm like, let me acknowledge the crowd in some way, whatever I'm going to say. And then I should say a thank you to Darius for like allowing me to like do this. And I always thought from the beginning, I was just going to do a couple of songs at the very beginning, way before he got on stage to get it over with. I had no idea that he was going to sing several songs, interrupt his concert in the middle at like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night and have me do it then. So that was weird.
And being backstage with Todd prior to this and his wife, and he was in a room that had three boxes of cold pizza, and he was talking a mile a minute. I'd went in there, and I would be talking to his wife, and then Todd would interrupt. You know, Todd's wife goes, you took three daughters to college. You know, we're sending our daughter. What's it like? I didn't get a chance to say anything. Todd jumped in for 3 minutes and then didn't shut up.
It's like a nervous energy was going on.
Oh, my God. A little bit. You could have lit up the entire arena with your electricity. And I kept going, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Relax. Relax. Check out my outfit. Go check out my outfit. I got that. And I said, relax. I said, do you want to do a shot? Do you want to, you know, no. I said, okay. And then I would come back, you know, periodically just to check on him. And I could just see where his wife, it was like, I am held prisoner in here. I can't get out of here.
I was hiding in the bathroom for a while. Then when I got out, my wife said, I think they wanted you to go down the hall, take a shot with them or something
yes.
like that. I think I'll just hide in here until they need me.
All right. So this is how it sounded when Todd started to sing All the Notes.
My friends wonder why I call you all the time. What can I say?
Alrighty, that's how we started there.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
I kept waiting for the band to start singing backup just to help you a little bit because your voice alone, you need a little bit of help there. I was waiting for Dick to jump in. I don't think he wanted to be guilt by association. He's just watching. And I'm going, man, D, come on, let's go. Get in there. Sing a little bit
it's
there.
It's not a compliment when the crew tells you you got to keep in mind the acoustics aren't great in here. It's their way of saying that was a little pitchy. Instead of saying that wasn't sounding great, I was like, well, there's a lot of concrete walls here. You know, you don't have the stuff in your ear that you normally do. The singers have things in their ear.
It wasn't great, but it was still awesome. I mean, I give you a ton of credit that you go out there and you sang as if it was the most important thing in your life. And it really mattered to you. And
the support of the audience, I was not expecting that. We were talking about jokingly that are they going to throw stuff at you, boo, get off the stage. We want Darius
back. They were
back.
With you. It was the second song, and I told you. Then you wear out your welcome. He just killed it with seven songs of his own, and then he introduces you, and then you do that. And that's where they cheer, and it's like, oh, that's awesome. And then Todd started to sing Private Eyes.
I see you and you see me. Watch you blow in the lights when you're making a scene. Oh, girl, you've got to know what my head overlooks. The senses will show to my heart when it's watching for lies. You can't escape my private eyes. They're watching you, they see your.
That's when it became bad karaoke during the Darius record.
Yes, it did. Yes, Marv.
You know what? In the audience, during Private Eyes, I don't know if you saw this, Paulie, but during the claps, they were into it where I was at. You know, pride.
Well, they were trying to drown out Todd.
Thanks. I found the audience to be very supportive, which was awesome, and it made me a lot more relaxed. But did I miss some notes there? And did I not, you know, sing at certain moments when I was going too fast or too slow? It was all that. The biggest criticism I got was, why are my hands playing pocket pool?
Well, I didn't know what you were doing.
Oh, dear.
I didn't know what you were doing because my wife said, why does he have his hands in his pocket?
And I honestly didn't know what to do with them. I wasn't holding the mic. I let the mic stand, hold the mic, and I wasn't playing an instrument. So I didn't. A couple of times I raised my hand to the crowd or I pointed at my eye for private eyes. But 99.9% of the time, they just were stuffed in my pockets.
That's
out of nervousness,
nerves,
too.
Yeah, nerves thing.
Yeah.
So our buddy Jake just tweeted, Todd Fritz is a miracle worker. Since the invention of smartphones, Todd Fritz is the only musician that can perform a set without a crowd full of lit up screens. God bless you, Fritzy. You're giving music back to the people.
Yeah.
I do what I can.
My wife, as soon as Todd was going to come on, I had the set list. I knew he was coming out. And then she goes like, I cannot watch this. So she had to walk around the building. She was so nervous for you. And then she goes, I didn't watch, but I couldn't get away from the sound because you could hear it throughout. And then she goes, I'm glad it's over with. And then we get to the encore. And Todd is next to me with his wife. And I know I'm going out for Wagon Wheel. You know, Darius has already said, hey, I got a tambourine up there. Come on up there. Todd goes to me, and it felt like it all sincerity. He's like, should I go out there for an encore? I go, no. And your wife even said, no, you're not going out there.
I thought he was going to bring me and Drew Holcomb back, and they were all going to hold hands like at the end of a theater like play or something.
Drew Holcomb was the opening act for the audience.
And we'd all bow, you know, at the end. They'd cheer for all of us together.
No. And that's what I told him. I said, no. We're done. Yep. That's it. Ball game.
My wife was very, you know, really standing by me when she said, you could still get out of this. You know, Dan will understand. This is a kind of a stressful thing. You want to go home? This is what she told me a half hour before I'm supposed to go out there.
I did talk to a member of the band, and he said, hey, we can always turn up the volume on our instruments if we need to. And I said, no, we don't need to drown this out. You know, I think let him sing, and then if Darius jumps in, that's great. But, you know, they were taking precautions to protect you.
There were suggestions, some people, at least on Twitter, that they're going to pull the Cubs seventh inning stretch thing where I'm going to think that I'm singing, but something all of a sudden is going to go terribly wrong and they're going to pull it and I'm just going to be kind of lip syncing it with no sound coming out of the mic.
Yeah. The video is available on danpatrick.com. Paulie live streamed this, didn't you?
Yeah, we were in a good spot and surprisingly had cell phone service. Marvin and I were, I would say maybe row 20, Marvin, dead center.
Yes.
And the audio we pull is real crisp and clear. But if you add in the crowd noise, Fritzy did real well. Like, especially the first song, some of those high notes, believe me, I'm not going to make fun of anybody because anyone out there who's going to make fun of what Todd did couldn't go up there and do it unless you're a pro singer.
Oh, no, but we know we can't go up there.
Yes.
Todd doesn't know
some
that.
Some people know better enough to not go up there.
Paulie, I know I can't sing that.
But the crowd was with him early.
They were.
Yeah, and, you know, he did this one move. He had his hands in his pockets, you know, like that. Alanis Morissette, he had two hands in his pockets. But then one thing, he pulled his hand out and did this little spinny move with his hand.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
And then he bailed on it and put it right back in his pocket.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I'm not sure why I did that.
Once again, Darius Rucker and his tour manager, Mike Kelly, they were wonderful. The band, because I said to Todd, that band is really good. Don't worry about them.
They couldn't have been nicer or more supportive or kind. They kept checking in on me.
And they, you know, I even said to one member of the band, I said, you're going to have to keep pace with Todd. It won't be the other way around. He goes, no, we're good.
Well, during the sound check, at least three times they stopped down in the middle. I thought maybe there was something got unplugged from one of their instruments or something. It's because I started singing too fast. So let's take it from the top.
And I couldn't.
I knew what that meant.
I couldn't find Darius. I could not find Darius prior to going, you know, when the show started. And then he comes out and he comes out of his bus. He comes backstage and I go, hey, he goes, hey, I love you, man. And I said, all right. I said,
that's not a good start.
No. And I said, you okay with this? He goes, yeah, I don't know when Todd's singing. And I go, well, I got the set list here. I think we're seven songs in. He goes, what? And I'm going, did they run this by you? He goes, no, we'll make it work. And that was it. walked out right by the stage. They had a bunch of shots ready, did a toast. The toast was not to Todd. It was to somebody who became a grandfather, one of the members of the band. And then, boom, doors open out there, and Darius walks on stage and starts singing. Yes, yeah,
so you didn't really get too good of a sense of what Darius's demeanor was going into
No,
this.
I did not.
You weren't really sure if he was, like, grinding over it or if he was just cool or...
I had no idea.
Wow.
But when he came off his bus, he came in and he goes, hey, love you, man.
Love you, man, like, so this is the last we're ever talking?
Yes, yes. Like, yeah.
So now our friendship is over after you're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we walked, as we walked to the stage, because I still needed to get a little sense of how Darius was dealing with this. And they're miking him up and putting in, you know, his earpieces. And I'm walking out. I'm right by him. Because I just want to make sure he's okay with this. And then he turns. He goes, this is going to be effing awesome. And I go, phew, 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 phew. I said, okay. And then he goes, I love you, man. Gave me a hug. He walks right on stage. Boom, lights on. He starts singing. I went, okay, here we go. Yes, Eden.
Can we just rewind a little bit to sound check? Because I know Todd had mentioned being on stage and seeing all of the empty seats. But now he just gave us a little glimpse into what the sound check actually was like, because he said they stopped down several times and said they had to take it from the top. What was happening there? Like, when you walked out on stage, did they give you any advice? Did they tell you, like, all right, let's just try it once and see how it goes? Like, what happened?
They basically said, you know, which one of the two do you want to sing first? They were kind enough to, in advance, they had the words like on little monitors just in case I wanted to kind of peek, in case I was panicking.
Did you use the teleprompter?
Yes, okay. I did. I knew all the words, but I had rehearsed it so many times that it's like when you overstudy for a test, you start blanking out or something. So it was nice to have that there.
And I did walk by the dressing room, and the door was open, and his wife was sitting on the couch. And Todd had the bathroom door closed. So I'm walking by, and I can hear him, private, you watch.
I was practicing while I was, like, washing my hands over
because
and over.
He said, you know, I always sound great in the shower, so I'm going to be in the bathroom, and the echo is great, you know, the acoustics. Yes, Paulie.
Dan, the I-Team has some bonus audio from soundcheck.
Okay.
If you'd like to hear
All right.
Are you watching you four times? Watching you, watching you, watching you, watching you, private eyes. Is that what you're doing four
That's
times?
That's fine. And guys, we're just going to stay on the G. G.
I think he's doing four.
Yeah. Just stay on that.
Okay.
Private eyes, we're watching you. They see your every move. Open private eyes.
I actually was giving him some suggestions. Jeff is like their head music guy, and I'm like, what if we ended here, or what if I sing this person that we should?
You were way too involved, and these are professionals. And that's why I kept going, just shut up.
I hope they were appreciating that I was offering suggestions.
You didn't need
it. It was like a collab going on.
Yeah, you're not in a position to offer suggestions.
Why don't I just go private eyes and we end it there instead of doing the verse a fourth time, because that'll make the song longer.
I love it. This dude's like, okay, so we're going to do this. We're going to end on the G and then we'll hit the sustain, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And then Todd goes, we see the set list. He goes, they got the songs mixed up. It should be this and then not that. Why is it private eyes?
You know, I'm a little bit of a creature of habit.
And I said, Todd.
Habit?
Are you okay?
I just like things, you know, I like things that we're not with music and singing in front of a crowd, but just in general in my life, this is how the order of events of how
he goes,
I do
it should
anything.
Be private eyes. Private eyes should be first.
That's what we sung first.
And I go, it's okay. Can I change it? No, they're doing, just get up there and do it. How about we just do one song? No. You know what? I may never get this chance again. I go, you won't get this chance again. I'm just letting you know. Do one song. You do two, you got no chance.
There was a method to the madness. I wanted to do Private Eyes first because Private Eyes was like the number 12 song in 1981, and Kiss on My List was number 3. So I was going to sing the one that was the bigger hit.
Nobody cared.
They didn't care.
They didn't.
I was shocked that they knew the words and they sang along and they seemed to be enjoying it as far as the crowd goes.
It's an older crowd. They, of course, were quite familiar
shocked
with
they knew
it.
The words. It's not like you found some underground hits.
Yeah, this wasn't the B-side of something.
It's a 40-year-old song. I just don't know. I didn't know what the age range
yes,
of Darius was.
One
yes,
quick
Paul.
Last thing. I thank you and getting us tickets and Darius and all the whole thing. Marv and I were sitting in row 20. Darius and their band had that crowd jumping from wire to wire. I looked behind me. The place was jumping. It was completely packed. Darius did a song that I didn't know too well. It's called If I Told You. holy cow, that guy can sing. He crushed that song, and it was like the instruments kind of dropped out, and he was on right in front of the crowd, and he did a song called If I Told You, and we looked at each other like, that is nuts.
Yeah, but you're also hearing his voice compared to Todd's.
It did help.
So, just saying.
It did help.
I mean, there it is. Darius was Pavarotti.
Oh, he
compared
it.
To, you know, Fritzy up there. How about we take a break, okay? How about a round of applause for Todd Fritz?
Well done. It was an awesome experience, and I can't thank you and Darius enough, even though it was for a bet, and we thought it might be a disaster.
You can thank me enough. You just usually don't.
No, but who gets a chance to play, like, pretend to be a mini rock star for a night or a couple hours? That was insanely awesome to be able to do.
Play of the Day is up next. We get all those pictures. We got tapes and film and VHS. We got all those things. We just put it in a box, and then you just leave it there. Well, I did that until I got the box out, and I go, I wonder what's on here. Well, Legacy Box is going to do all the work for you. Legacy Box, right now, they have a tape sale that you can protect everything for $9 a tape. They will take all of the pictures, film, VHS, camcorder, all of that, professionally digitized, and then you'll send it back on a thumb drive or the cloud along with your originals. And I was looking through and I saw when I went on tour 27 years ago with Hootie and the Blowfish, and we were in Glasgow, and I have all this stuff. I mean, it's so old, Darius Rucker had hair back then. Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes and your film reels and that faded photos. So visit legacybox.com/Patrick and shop their $9 tape sale. That's legacybox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The play of the day.
Left side, got it!
Check this out.
Partey. Off there. Can it go in? Waiting on a signal. Wow. Sweden wins.
Courtesy of Fox TV, the U.S. scored a total of 4 goals in 4 games at the World Cup. They averaged more than 17 goals per tournament in their 8 previous World Cup appearances. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe, the new 24/7 Live Guard protection. Right now, get 20% off any system when you sign up for a free month trial of Fast Protect monitoring. Visit simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. I have a pie to the face bet. This is going to be random, going to be out of left field. But then, considering college football, it shouldn't be out of left field. What if I said Lincoln Riley will be an NFL coach next year? USC head coach. Remember when he left Oklahoma and the report was he didn't want to, you know, coach in an ultra-competitive SEC, went to the Pac-12, easier path to get to, you know, playing the playoffs. So you join the Big Ten. I haven't heard him say anything about joining the Big Ten yet, but Oregon and Washington joining. You got Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, the favorite for the Heisman Trophy. Could you see a scenario where Caleb Williams leaves to go to the NFL, and then does Lincoln Riley finally make that jump? I put it out there because I wondered about him when he was leaving Oklahoma, or the thought of him leaving Oklahoma, that he was going to coach in the NFL. I wonder if you get another Heisman Trophy season out of Caleb Williams, do you then decide to jump? Do you want to be coaching in the Big Ten? Do you want to be traveling with the Big Ten doing that schedule? Yes, Bully.
You could see a scenario where either or both of the LA NFL jobs could be open for him if he wanted to stay in LA. The Chargers could be available.
Yeah.
The Rams,
yeah.
Probably not, but could be available.
Yeah.
And then, but I don't think he could package deal himself to Arizona, the Cardinals, because I think they just got a new head coach.
Yeah, they did.
But the LA jobs could be available.
Yeah.
Especially if he shows interest, they become more available.
Yeah, that's true. If Brandon Staley doesn't do a great job there this year, then you wonder, Caleb Williams going to the pros. We know that Lincoln Riley is great as a quarterback whisperer, but just want to put that out there. Does anybody want to take me up on that pie to the face? Marvin?
I'll take you up on that.
Okay.
I think he's staying at SC. I think the job security, especially if they make a playoff, and then because job security in NFL, 3 years tops.
Yeah, but they all think they're ready for that. Like, that's the next move. You got to keep moving, because if you don't, then, you know, you're Iowa's head coach. What's his name? Kirk Ferentz? Yeah. Because people, after a while, they stopped asking him. Yeah, Seton.
I'll take you up on that bet.
Okay.
It's a little quick for me.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Paul.
You know, Tampa Bay could be open.
Could be.
The Tampa Bay job could be up there.
Yeah. Just putting it out there. Yeah. I have no inside information whatsoever. I just started to think about this, where if you're USC, you've got to be a little bothered by, I think, Oregon and Washington joining the Big Ten. Big Ten. You got to be a little bit. Yes, Mark.
I would have given you that if he had been there for maybe 5-7 years. But he just got there.
Five or seven years is an eternity.
And I'm saying
you get there for 2 or 3 years and then you're like, anybody interested? Then you get a contract extension to stay, or you go to the NFL.
Man, to stop being the USC head coach, to go to, if it's not one of the LA teams, then what are you doing?
I don't, just throwing it out there.
And Mrs. Riley's going to be like, we just moved.
Oh, I know. But you can't say that'll never happen in college football.
Correct. You're just saying next year. I'm just taking
it
up on
that. What if the Chargers becomes available?
Then he won't get it. He'll stay at SC. Why would I get the Chargers?
You get Justin Herbert. You got him for 5 years. Caleb Williams is gone.
And then they'll have more Super Bowl expectations that they won't meet.
And then you got to play in the Big Ten. You got to play in the AFC West, too.
I was going to say, do you want to play the Chiefs? Do you want to play Rutgers?
Well, you only play the Chiefs twice. You get Rutgers once.
And we whoop some tail in Piscataway.
Yeah.
And then we go back to L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming back from that big win at Rutgers. I just wonder, these other schools in the Big Ten, did they have a vote? Like, why do you want these schools to come in? You don't make any more money. Like, does Purdue and Illinois, Rutgers and Maryland, you know, they shouldn't be upset with anything. But do you want them in the Big Ten? And I thought, because of the playoffs being expanded, that would help stave off realignment. It didn't. Yes, Todd, what?
I think you're sleeping on the Scarlet Knights a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Being a little disrespectful.
Hour two coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.